Wednesday, 8th week, Ordinary Time 1. Readings from the books of Sirach and Mark. First reading, Sirach 36, verse 1. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, the God of all, and look upon us, as in us thou hast been sanctified before them, so in them be thou magnified before us. And let them know thee, as we have known that there is not God but thee, O Lord. Crush the heads of the rulers of the enemy, who said, There is no one but ourselves. Gather all the tribes of Jacob, and give them their inheritance, as at the beginning. Have mercy, O Lord, upon the people called by thy name, upon Israel, whom thou hast likened to a firstborn son. Have pity on the city of thy sanctuary, Jerusalem, the place of thy rest. Fill Zion with the celebration of thy wondrous deeds, and thy temple with thy glory. Bear witness to those who thou didst create in the beginning, and fulfill the prophecy spoken in thy name. Reward those who wait for thee, and let thy prophets be found trustworthy. Hearken, O Lord, to the prayer of thy servants, according to the blessing of Aaron for thy people, and all who are on the earth will know that thou art the Lord, the God of the ages. Gospel, Mark 10, verse 32. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit upon him and scourge him and kill him, and after 3 days he will rise. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? And he said to them, Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory. But Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, We are able. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, You know that those who are supposed to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their group. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man also came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Theme: God's immense versus human calculated love. We can't compare God's immense and unlimited love with human selfish and calculated love. God loves and does everything for human beings in gratis, because people can add nothing to God, even a smallest thing, even the smallest thing. In reverse, people receive so many graces from God through creation, redemption, and sanctification. People need to learn so that they might feel God's love for them and never demand anything from God. Today's readings help us to recognize and to feel God's love by comparing God's immense with human selfish love. In the first reading, although God showed countless of his faithful and forgiving love for the Israelites, they still have a tendency to ask him to repeat that love so that they and other nations might recognize and believe in him. In the gospel, when Jesus continues his last journey to Jerusalem to endure his coming passion, death, and resurrection, the two apostles, James and John, had courage to ask for both of them to sit one to the right and one, the other to the left of Jesus in his kingdom. This petition made the other ten feel so indignant because all of them wanted that. Jesus must gather them and teach them what the true leadership should be. Analysis, reading 1. All who are on the earth will know that thou art the Lord, the God of the ages. People must recognize God's compassionate love. In the history of the Old Testament, God's love for the Israelites was expressed through countless miracles that made all nations surrounded them to fear every time they hear of his name. The event of the Exodus from Egypt and the leading of the Israelites to the Promised Land are examples of God's immense love. Through these events, the Israelites should have no doubt of God's love and power. The event of the Israelites' exiles to Babylon and Assyria and their coming back to reestablish their nation and to have rebuilt the Jerusalem temple are the other examples of God's loyal and forgiving love. When looking back to these events, the Israelites must recognize God's loyal love for them, though they are not worthy of his love. They asked him, "Hearken, O Lord, to the prayer of thy servants, according to the blessing of Aaron for thy people, and all who are on the earth will know that thou art the Lord, the God of the ages." Let's ask God's love to overflow on all people. The Israelites remembered God's love for their forefathers. They regretted David's glorious reign when all the 12 tribes were unified and their boundary was expanded further. They remembered the glory of the Jerusalem temple and God's presence in their midst. They asked God to repeat all these things so that they might feel and witness God's love for them again. Though it is right for them to ask these for future generations and other nations, they can't continue to ask for God's love forever without returning love on their part. They should know that when God signs his covenant, he completely and voluntarily does it out of his love for them. The Israelites couldn't do anything for God. In opposition, they themselves violated the covenant so that God signs another new and perfect covenant with them. This covenant is signed by Christ's blood, but many of them refuse to believe in the new covenant. The Israelites and us the Israelites and we and the Israelites in us have no right to ask anything more from God. In reverse, all must open their eyes to recognize what God did, is doing, and shall do for us to feel deeply God's immense love for all. Lastly, we must respond to God's love by loyally keeping God's commandments and by preaching God's love to all people, so that they might also recognize his love for them and believe in him. Gospel, whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. This is the third time Mark reported that Jesus foretold what shall happen to him in Jerusalem. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit on him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days he will rise. After the first time of Jesus' prediction, Peter advised him to forfeit his plan to go up to Jerusalem. After the second time of Jesus' prediction, the apostles argued to see who shall be the most important person among them with Jesus when Jesus reigns. The worldly way. Like most of human beings, Jesus' apostles were influenced by the worldly way, which can be outlined as follows. 1. Thirsting for power and fame. After Jesus' third prediction, two of Zebedee's sons, James and John, went up to Jesus and said, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." They desired power because they wanted to be famous and serve. However, they were ready to share in Jesus' passion, not just his glory. 2. Causing jealousy and contention. When people desire something and don't get it, they are jealous of those who have it. Mark reported this reaction from the apostles. When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. They became indignant because all of them wanted the same thing. If James and John possess the two most important seats, where shall they all sit? They also gave up everything to follow Jesus. 3. Leading to failure and division. Jesus foresees what shall happen if his apostles keep fighting for power and position. They shall be divided and not remember to preach the good news. His mission would come to an end, and salvation shall not be reached to all people. The way of Christ's disciples. Jesus summoned them and taught them three important lessons. 1. Not to follow the worldly way. You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. 2. Serve others. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. 3. Imitate Christ. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Application in life. We need to learn scriptures to know what God has done for us before we can feel his love for us. Our duty is to return his love for us, not to continually ask God to keep showing his love for us, nor to ask him to do something before we respond to his love.